So all we know so far is that a plane that has listed Prigozhin on the passenger manifest has crashed, and that they've recovered seven or eight bodies from the plane. It supposedly had 10 people on the plane, 3 people, 7 passengers, one of whom was supposed to be Prigozhin. So that's all we know now.
Do we know the origin of the plane and the destination?
I believe it was flying from Moscow to St. Petersburg, and it crashed in Tver, which is north of Moscow.
Of course, Mary, we know very little about whether Prigozhin was on the plane in actuality, but let's look at it in a broader sense. The Wagner Group has been making inroads in Africa. What would this mean?
So Prigozhin has, and I saw the video recently that Prigozhin put out that he's back in Africa. My sense is there are a number of private military companies and private security companies that operate in Russia under different leaders. My sense is that Russia will continue this activity through a PMC, whether it's Wagner or somebody else. They could either put the Wagner people under a different oligarch, or they could put a different company in place. But my sense is it will actually continue, that it's not going to have a significant impact on the long-term game of Russia in Africa.
And now we know military coup in West Africa, now Niger, and there are people carrying Russian flags. So you think this might continue?
Yeah, I think it probably will continue. I think the Russian leadership has the resources with the different oligarchs to put somebody else in place of Prigozhin. So whether it's called Wagner or something else, they'll still have those mercenaries that they can call upon and make use of in different countries. And we know that Africa is increasingly important to Russia as well.
The involvement of the Wagner Group in Africa, how is the United States looking at this?
So I think for the United States, it's troubling because where Wagner goes, you tend to have chaos and human rights violations and anti-democratic activities. And obviously, the U.S. goal is that more countries in the world become democratic. The human rights that are signed up for in the United Nations are respected. So obviously, it's troubling when Russia sends these mercenaries in to help dictators and others limit the rights and the freedoms of their people. And so the fact that Russia's continuing to do this is troubling, and the fact that they keep using PMCs to do this is also troubling to the United States.
I'm reading a story, I think from ABC News, Wagner Group leader Prigozhin dies in plane crash in Russia, but this is not confirmed. We don't know yet what happened.
Yeah, I don't think it's confirmed yet. I've been watching the Russian press. I've seen different statements. In fact, I saw one from a Wagner member or somebody who supports Prigozhin on the Telegram social media channel who alleged that the plane was shot down and said that if it was shown that Prigozhin was killed, they would be very angry and they might take steps again. But so far, I haven't seen a confirmation in the Russian press that he was actually killed yet, just that he was on the list of passengers on the plane.